Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam is a founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., co-host of Growth Igniters Radio, an outstanding podcast, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she is one of the top management experts, one of the top team-building experts on the planet. And she's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 14 years. We got her right out of high school. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back, or it's timely to be back, too.
It is. It's good to have you back. And again, as you say, it's timely because one of the things that we're going to be all going to be aware of over the next year, maybe two, are the things that where we're weak and the things where we're strong that have never been tested before. I think we've already learned that the United States of America is much dangerously dependent upon China for our products and for our components and our supply chain. That's become abundantly clear already. But closer to home, we're going to find out tomorrow, if not today, if we don't already know, we're going to find out in our response to all the global situations that are going on right now, we're going to find out what kind of an organization we have. We're going to be tested, and we're going to find out whether we've got good news or bad news. What do you think?
We've already been tested. We are continuing to be tested every single day right now. I mean, between the coronavirus and the stock market, everyone is impacted in some way, shape, or form. And if you are fortunate enough to be selling masks or, you know, something that is in demand, mm-hmm. maybe you have a boost in your business that's unexpected, but at the same time, there are people who don't know if they're going to have any customers. I mean, mm-hmm. I think about restaurants, especially here in the New York City metro area where I'm based. We have all kinds of slumps in people coming into stores and mm-hmm. all of this. So the point is that businesses of every size need to stay nimble, and we are being tested. And one of the tests is examining the myth that we have teams in place to handle this. And
you're saying that 6 months ago, if you'd polled businesses across the country and said, do you have teams that are functioning, high functioning, you would have gotten a different response than you would if you pulled them today, right?
I would say yes, because oftentimes what we have instead of teams is we have a collection of people who call themselves a team, but they aren't. You know, you might
they're more of a gaggle than a team, right?
They're more
ad hoc than organized.
Uh-huh. So what we need to do is we have to understand whether we truly have teams in place. And instead of just calling them teams, mm-hmm. they have to really be teams. And to me, a team is there to accomplish something important, and everyone has each other's back mm-hmm. so that they can stay nimble and keep going. That's what we're looking at.
I've got a construction project going on right now. And there are people, the people in the construction industry really do have teams. If you ever go out, if you get a chance, go out on the job of a construction site and watch the carpenters, the bricklayers, the plumbers, the electricians, and what you'll see is there is almost no wasted motion. They've done this before, they've done it many times before, and they all know which way to go. And it's the only way they can make a living charging people by the square foot and sticking to that price, because they can't have wasted products or wasted motion. And it really is a beautiful example of teams that are high functioning. And I don't see that an awful lot in businesses. I see a lot of wandering around in businesses. What do you think?
I think that it's true that we do see, as I said, we see collections of people who call themselves teams because teams are fashionable. It's fashionable to have teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to have teams, and I think we really do want to have teams. But if the important function of a team, as you're describing, isn't there, and people don't know what to do in the team, and they don't have each other's backs. And I say this very important thing because in this era of coronavirus, where people suddenly who are part of the team are suddenly not able to get to work, work has to keep on going.
And do you have the infrastructure to support a remote team? That's another thing. We're going to talk about all of that. What does it look like to have a good team? What are some of the myths about teams? Pam Harper will help us with that after the break. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.